addiction often follows a cycle. The details may differ from person to person, but many people in recovery recognize a repeating pattern: trigger, craving, use, shame, secrecy, and then more vulnerability to the next trigger. A trigger is something that awakens desire, pain, fear, memory, anger, loneliness, or stress. It may be a place, a person, a smell, a paycheck, a conflict, a holiday, an old friend, a phone notification, or a feeling inside the body. Triggers are not always obvious. Sometimes a person says, "I don't know what happened. I was fine, and then suddenly I wanted to use." Craving is the pull that follows. It may feel physical, emotional, spiritual, or all three together. The person may begin bargaining just this once. "I deserve relief. No one will know. I can control it this time." This is where addiction often begins narrowing the person's vision. Then comes use or acting out. Afterward, shame often floods in. Shame says, "You are disgusting. You failed again. God must be done with you. Do not tell anyone." Shame then pushes the person into secrecy. Secrecy is dangerous because addiction grows in hiding. When the person hides, they often disconnect from God, recovery support, family, church, sponsor, pastor, mentor, or chaplain. That isolation makes the next trigger more powerful. An addiction recovery chaplain must learn to recognize the cycle without shaming the person. The chaplain is not a therapist, sponsor, or treatment provider. But the chaplain can help the person slow down, tell the truth, and identify the next faithful step. A wise chaplain might ask, "What happened before the craving became strong?" Or, "Who needs to know before this becomes more dangerous?" Or, "Would it help to contact your sponsor or recovery support right now?" What helps? Calm presence. Truth without contempt. Prayer by permission. Scripture with consent. Encouraging connection before secrecy deepens. Respecting the person's recovery plan and support team. What harms? Saying you should know better. Treating relapse risk as simple weakness. Ignoring crisis signals. Promising secrecy when safety is at risk. Trying to become the person's whole support system. The addiction cycle is powerful, but it is not stronger than God's mercy, truth, and patient restoration. Freedom often begins when the hidden cycle is named in the light. The Topic 4 course map focuses on recognizing the addiction cycle and helping people name the next right step without taking control.